Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next hour, 30 Issues in 30 Days is all about race in America, and we have a comments page for the question, what specific topics should a national conversation about race include? You can post to it now at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And if you think the election is in the bag, Obama supporters, Jay Smooth, the host of the hip-hop video blog Ill Doctrine, has something he wants to say to you.
Because history shows that young voters never turn out. So they're hoping that all your passion's about to burn out. They're hoping you believe the hype and think it's over. And spend election day on the sofa watching Oprah. So before you let your vision start getting clouded, listen to this and think really hard about it. Imagine that one day your kids want to ask you, where were you when this moment in history passed you? And we have to tell our daughters and all our sons, we stayed home on the day Obama almost won. Imagine telling them we had it in our hands and we could taste it. After all those years our ancestors chased it, finally we had one chance and it was wasted because you spent the day playing Madden in the basement. How you think you're gonna feel getting stuck in that role? You're gonna feel like a motherfucking asshole. So let's make a plan that we won't let them try to knock it out of our hands like Leon Lett. We're good, but we're not.
Well, that's Jay Smooth with an excerpt from a poem for the youth voter, now being seen on YouTube. And what should you be thinking about really hard? Well, my next guest says early voting. And here now to talk about it is Tova Wang, the Vice President for Research at Common Cause. You last heard her on our show, about 25 issues ago when we kicked off our 30 issue series with Will Your Vote Be Counted? She's back now to talk about early voting and provisional ballots on Election Day itself and more. Welcome back, Tova. Hi.
Thanks so much. Good to be back.
So I saw a stat today that said 11% of votes have already been counted, possibly as many as 19% yet to come before next Tuesday. How's it going?
Well, there are a lot of people early voting, I can tell you that, about twice as many as at this time in 2004, and it's really incredible. It's yet another one of these things that has sort of put us in a transition stage towards a new way of looking at elections and campaigns in this country. Over 7 million people now in 17 states have reported voting, casting their ballots. They actually haven't been counted, but they've been cast. And most people are expecting that about a third of Americans will have cast their votes before Election Day itself.
Any problems, any indications of, voter fraud, voter suppression, the kinds of things you're keeping your eye on, provisional ballots? There have been long lines in some places.
Yeah, there have been some sporadic problems. There certainly have been long lines, particularly in Florida. We have reports of lines at least 3 hours long. And in fact, some Democratic members of Congress have written a letter to the governor and to the Secretary of State there asking them to extend early voting time. In a lot of places, the hours are simply not long enough, and there are not enough locations in order to handle the capacity, something that I think is a little bit of an omen for Election Day itself, too.
We've been hearing a lot about vote flipping or vote switching on electronic voting machines early on in places like West Virginia, Tennessee, and Texas. What's been happening?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what's been happening. There has been vote flipping where people try and push the button for one candidate and the other candidate keeps popping up. I mean, this is not anything new. I suppose in some ways it's better that we find out during early voting that it's happening, but certainly those machines that are having those kinds of problems should be taken out of service. This goes back to the whole issue of the electronic voting machines, and while all voting systems have their pluses and minuses, optical scans and other kinds of paper-based technology have their problems too. Certainly the DREs continue to have their problems. The electronic voting machines continue to be of concern.
Now, there are some people calling in with voter fraud, voter suppression, voter technology problem concerns. We're going to take those calls, 212-433-WNYC. And let's go to Carol in Maplewood. Carol, you're on WNYC. Hello. Carol, are you there? Oh, okay. All right. We're going to have to come back to Carol in just a second. Let's see. I know that you're particularly concerned about provisional ballots potentially being the issue on November 4th.
Yeah.
How would this happen?
A lot of different ways. First of all, just from an administrative capacity standpoint, you have so many people registering to vote for the first time this year. There's just a surge in registration. And there's some real question as to whether the elections administrators have the capacity and the staff and the resources to actually get all those registrations processed in time. And then if they're not and people don't end up on the list, then they will be forced to cast a provisional ballot. But you also have all these lawsuits going on all over the country in which generally it's been the Republican Party filing lawsuits trying to require secretaries of state and election administrators to flag any voter who shows up as a mismatch on their information between their registration form and other information that the state has on their database or what's in Social Security. And those mismatches are usually almost always for ridiculous reasons, like someone uses a middle name on one and not the other, or there's a typo or something like that. And there's a concern that if they are successful in this, that they will then force all these hundreds of thousands of people literally to cast provisional ballots. And then there's also this concern about all the allegations around voter registration fraud, which are incredibly misleading and overblown. And it's a little bit of a concern that it's a way of laying the foundation for challenges at the polling place. So you have the possibility of partisans at the polling place challenging anyone who they know was registered by Acorn or another organization that may be under suspicion, and forcing those people to cast provisional ballots. And so then what you get at the end of the day is an unbelievable flood of provisional ballots that then needs to be counted, and there are no rules about, there are no federal, national standards as to how those ballots are to be counted, under what circumstances are to be counted, and that just sets up the whole possibility of litigation and fighting over paper provisional ballots, and so that is a concern.
Is there any way to minimize that at this point, or is it too late?
Well, I mean, for one thing, you know, Secretary of State Brunner in Ohio did a really good thing. She actually put out a directive to all the county administrators saying that they absolutely could not challenge, poll workers could not challenge people solely on the basis that they had some sort of ridiculous minor mismatch between their voter registration information and what was in the state databases. Mm-hmm. Certainly, people educating themselves, particularly on where they're supposed to go vote, would be helpful, because if you show up in the wrong place, often that will result in casting of a provisional ballot that may or may not be counted. And people making sure ahead of time that they're actually on the registration list by contacting their county administrator or calling the Election Protection Hotline, which is 1-866-OUR-VOTE, which you can call with any questions, and making sure that you are properly registered so that you don't end up having to cast a provisional ballot.
Oh, you can do that in advance if you have any doubt. Okay,
absolutely.
We had a little problem with the phones before. Let me see if we can sneak in a couple of callers before we run out of time. Carolyn Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Right to the point. Hi, Carol.
Hi. We have a friend in Indiana who was voting on Saturday when they were open there, and she waited 3 hours, just like your guest said about Florida. So
3-hour lines.
3-hour line, and she said most of the people were voting for Obama. That's who's getting out there, and this was pretty near Indianapolis in Noblesville.
Well, that's actually one of the real amazing phenomena we've seen in the early voting. Typically, in past elections, early voting, absentee voting in advance of the election has heavily been dominated by white Republicans, and that's been completely flipped on its head this year. Now we are seeing Democrats far outpacing Republicans in terms of early voting, and African Americans voting in tremendous proportions, and especially in particular states like Georgia and North Carolina.
Imagine how long those lines would have been if it was all taking place on Election Day. And yes, Obama is leading among the counts that they can do. They can do some estimations among those who are early voting almost everywhere, which may be a reflection just of the enthusiasm level of the people who choose to early vote rather than the final tally. But we'll see. Rachel in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, right to the point.
Hi, Brian. I became a citizen at the end of August, and at the swearing-in ceremony, Acorn was there, and was registering everybody, which seemed great. I didn't receive a notification of where to vote, and so on the last day that one could go to the Board of Elections, I went, and I actually wasn't registered. So I put in another registration then, and I'm just wondering, you know, what happens to all those Acorn registrations? Do they take a long time to go through the system, or what, and how can I be sure that I can actually vote? Should I take along my new passport?
In New York?
Brooklyn.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you've actually taken the step. You checked in with your county registrar to make sure that you were registered to vote, and that's exactly the step that everyone should take, regardless of what method they use to register to vote. We have a lot of cases where people went to DMV and, you know, to change their driver's license or get a driver's license and filled out a voter registration form to find it was never processed. Mm-hmm. It's a problem that you're going to have in a system where it is the obligation of the citizens and no obligation of the government to maintain a voter registration list and get people registered to vote.
We're out of time. Tova Wang from Common Cause, keeping an eye on the voting process. A lot of people want to know how to early vote, and the short answer in our area is you can do it in New Jersey. You cannot do it in New York except by the old absentee ballot method, correct?
That's right, and it's no excuse. So even by absentee ballot, you need to have a good reason.
In New York, but not
That's right.
in New Jersey. You
That's
can
right.
absentee vote without a reason. All right, Tova Wang, thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.